Good morning, this is Tommy Hayes, and I'm so glad you joined with me today for Morning by Morning, May 17th, 2024. Hope is a glimpse of the other side. Good morning, Lord Jesus. I am in you, and you are in me, John 15:4. This morning, the word comes to mind from Colossians 1:27. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. As phrased by the New Living Version, the secret is this: Christ in you brings hope of all the great things to come. As I abide in you and you abide in me, you fill me with hope. You encourage me with expectation. You awaken me with anticipation of all the great things to come. Sometimes it's hard to hope because it's hard to see when we're in the midst of a battle, when we're in the middle of an onslaught of the challenges of the moment. But that's what forms our faith and deepens our trust as we embrace your presence and humbly express our desperate need of your mercy and grace, your provision and power, your wisdom and guidance to get us through to the other side. What comes to me right now is this: hope is a glimpse of the other side. With the eyes of hope, we can see a glimpse of the other side. With the eyes of hope, we can see we're going to get through this. We're going to overcome this, that no matter what, you're going to turn it all around and use it all for good. And while we wait for the peace and the good fruit and the victory to come, including the fashioning of more of our character into the image of Christ by the Holy Spirit of the living Christ, living and working in us through it all, we learn to love and learn to trust. We embrace the never-changing truth that you are with us, working within us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of all the great things to come. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us, Romans 5:5. Now may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, Romans 15:13. Thank you for the gift of hope, for the power of hope. Thank you for the glimpse of the other side. Thank you for the glimpse of all the great things to come. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray by your Holy Spirit in agreement with this one, join with me right now, Lord, fill them with hope. Give them a glimpse of the great things to come while you're at work in them, shaping their heart, shaping their character into your image, like Jesus, more and more every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you, my friend, and you have a great day.